Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, we can say, very great mercy, karam and treasure, reward and fadl that He has given to us, that on such an azeem, great day and a very precious time, very precious moments at the time when in Arafat the Hajjis are there. There are so many people gathered for the Hajj on the day of Arafat. And at this moment, at that time, that this is Asr time for us. And there, the sun is about to set or is setting. And everybody's hands will be raised and they'll be asking dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from Allah will be bakhshish and forgiveness. Such great moment, such a great opportunity Allah ta'ala has given us. The ability to do that amal, that action, which for this time is a special, special amal, special deed for this moment. Especially Allah Ta'ala in these moments, the deed that Allah Ta'ala loves the most is His dhikr, is His dhikr. And there's one ibadah that Allah has stated in Arafat, which is abundance of dhikr, abundance of dhikr. And definitely on this point, on this basis, every Hajj will be doing takbir and ta'leel and will be doing dhikr of Allah, will be calling out to Allah, remembering Allah, requesting from Allah. So alhamdulillah, we should consider that we are doing their naql, we are imitating them. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to imitate them, that we are also gathered. And this, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, from Allah Ta'ala, this is a ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given. It's a reward. If I look at the time on my basis, on my own understanding, the words, the discussion, the things that I say, they are not on the grounds of a speech. Rather, I'm speaking on the reality of about the reality of this moment and instant. So I can't remember such a time that has come. I can't remember that such a moment has come or such an opportunity has come, that it's the day of Arafah and it's time of Asr and a great or very big jama'ah of the walis wala sitting down. I can't. And I'm hosting the dhikr. Subhanallah. Now look at this. Rather, you know that how much link I have with dhikr and nisbat and connection. And it's obvious that such times and moments have passed 50 years, maybe more than 50 years. So I paid attention to Allah Ta'ala. That am I saying something here which is not right? Imagine this. This is a unique opportunity, unique day. That suddenly I thought about this yesterday by chance. That my whole life, we do dhikr in every moment, but this tariqah and this method to do dhikr like this, if this isn't Allah's mercy, then tell me that despite having the desire, that a person cannot collect the time, he cannot control the time, he cannot make the schedule, he cannot make the agenda, he cannot do dhikr when he wants. When Allah Ta'ala wants, we do dhikr. 40, 50 years, I couldn't do dhikr in such a day at such a time. With the gathering, I couldn't at this Arafat time there, people asking, doing dua, and alhamdulillah that I am free and I'm able to host this, and people are ready and prepared and willing, and mashallah, we have the corner of the masjid and people have the desire, and the time is now between Asr and Maghrib, which is the peak day time in the day of Arafat, the peak pinnacle. I'm not saying this is the hadith. So when there's a hadith, it's narrated by the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, that at this time, at the time of Arafah, the whole gathering was there of the Hajjis, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "O my companions, do you know that what day this is? Do you know?" And the companions were silent, that Allah and His Rasul know best, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallam said that this is the day of Hajj Akbar. Then again, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you know what day this is? What is this time? What are these moments?" In other words, how precious they must be. And the companions were quiet again, silent. And then listen what Allah Ta'ala said. Then listen for a moment, that is Allah's mercy. What is Allah's mercy? What is Allah's grace? What is Allah's mercy? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that, "Do you know what day this is?" And the Sahaba, the noble companions, were silent. Rasulullah sallam said that this is the day for asking from Allah. Do dua. This is the day of dua to Allah Ta'barak wa Ta'ala. And Rasulullah said that this is the day for performing dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. What a great statement. What a great great direction. This is Allah Ta'ala's fadl and mercy that we humans get such chances, and Allah has made this day such and these moments such. So will there not be a reward for this? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said upon these three things, that if this time somebody does this action on this day in these moments, then it stated Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives all these three things to him, and never will he lose out from these three things. Beautiful point. Beautiful point. So if we see here that Alhamdulillah, the precious moments Allah has given us these, how much can we be grateful to Allah? We cannot be grateful enough. Azim time, the day of Arafah, and we are sat in the dhikr of Allah. Another hadith I just remember now with regards to this. If we see the dhikr, Allah's remembrance, the day of Arafah, the connection with Arafah. In the hadith it is stated that Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, narrates this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala orders the angels, Allah the creator, the master, He orders the angels that go. And do you know that this is the great day, the day of Arafah, and my rahmah, mercy is strong and powerful at this time. Go and seek and search that at this time, who in the world, in my creation, is there and is affirming my oneness, my wahdaniyat, my power, my glory. Subhanallah. What's happening here at the moment? Dhikr of Allah. Allah's remembrance. Who is doing it? Allah Ta'ala instructs angels. Go and look. So Allah Ta'ala states that. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that so many angels descend. So many angels descend to search that if you throw a pin, it will hit an angel. There's no space, no square millimeter free from the angels in the universe, in the world. Now there's so many angels have descended this time that if you throw a pin, such a thin pin, yeah, then it will hit an angel, because there's no room left in the earth where there is not an angel. So here they are looking for the people who are affirming Allah's wahdaniyat. One is this, la ilaha illallah, these kalimat, the dhikr of Allah, these are tasdeeq. This is affirming the one is Allah. So when the angels see that the people are doing dhikr, the angels have descended, and they look out, and such angels who will have descended at this moment on the hukum of Allah, on the roar of Allah. So subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala then comes into josh, Allah's passion at this time, that I've freed these people from hellfire. I freed them. So this, these are the things, alhamdulillah, that as I said to you, that what do we have? We have nothing on the day of Qiyamah, when we come to Akhirah, that these will be the moments that Allah Ta'ala will give to us. And we have availed these opportunities, that what amal do we have? What deeds do we have that we can show to Allah? What do we have that we can show that can earn us bakhshish and forgiveness? What do we have? If we do a good deed here, then we do a sin and we wipe away the good deed. We do a good deed in 1 hour, then the next hour we commit a sin and we wipe away the good deed. That's our life. We clean and then we bring the dirt. We clean, then we bring the dirt. So when Allah Ta'ala gives these opportunities to us, that which age have I got this opportunity today, that this, imagine that how much shukr we should do to Allah, that today is the first time on the day of Arafah, we're sitting and I'm hosting dhikr at this time between us and the Maghrib. And Allah Ta'ala says, remember that day that I made you do this action. In your eyes, maybe there was no importance of that day. But Allah Ta'ala says, what do you know? This was that time, that day that I fulfilled my promise to you, that I freed you from Jahannam, hellfire. Hazrat Umar ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, I remember his hadith at this time with the sadaqah due to the blessedness of this gathering. This is that day of Arafah. And on this day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah looks at everyone. And Allah's nazar, Allah's looking is what? Is Allah's rahmah. Allah's mercy is seeking out the people to forgive them. This is Allah Ta'ala looking around at everyone. Allah's rahmah is at the peak, at the top for forgiveness, for giving bakshish to people. Allah's looking around everywhere. Allah's nazar, Allah's sight is looking. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith that Allah Ta'ala, when he looks around, then Allah gives the hukam that look here, that I have to see, we are looking here, that which individual at this moment, at this time, in the with Iman, is present, and he has even a speck of dust of Iman, an atom's weight of Iman, and he is affirming my oneness, and me as the creator. And Allah Ta'ala says, this is such a time that I have forgiven that person. I've forgiven that person. Now this, on this hadith, this shows that this hadith could be for the hajjis. Allah Ta'ala will look there in Arafat, where the hajjis are, Allah's mercy is there. And due to their sadaqah, we are also earning, because the real genuine blessings are descending on Arafat. And due to the blessings of Arafat, we are attaining the blessings. If the hajjis had not gone to Arafat, then how would we earn at this time? So Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu asked a question, that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this just for those who are in Arafat, or is this for other people as well? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this is also for the people of Bolton. Aha, if you do this action, you are doing the same action that they're doing. Subhanallah. So Allah's sight will come to you as well, wherever you are. But there's one condition, that what's happening there? That they are affirming the iman and belief. La ilaha illallah, they're reciting, they're remembering Allah, they're worshipping Allah, they're doing dhikr of Allah, they're not wasting time, and they understand the value of dhikr at this time. So this time is the time for dhikr of Allah, for seeking forgiveness, requesting forgiveness. And the hajis have got that understanding, awareness. So whether they're in Bolton or Berry or anywhere, that any human being, if he's doing this action, then Allah Ta'ala says, my sight has reached that person wherever he is, and I forgive that person. So anyway, there are many things we could discuss, we could talk about a lot of things. The point is that Allah Ta'ala has made us lucky today, free of charge. We were so lucky and fortunate that as the time was progressing, we have been included in the action that will get the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. So these points came to my mind. Allah has given us ni'mah, bakshish, forgiveness, freedom from hellfire, Allah's karam, mercy. So we should also bow and submit to Allah as well, but shouldn't we? So let's make a promise that inshallah, that we will be regular with salah in our lives. Isn't it, my brothers? Will we be regular? And we will try our best, that we make a promise that Allah, we are weak, that this day is so great. So we do a promise to you, Allah, that you love this action of dhikr, and all of the ibadah, the worship in the world, is due to salah. Dhikr of Allah is due to salah. Even salah is what illuminates dhikr of Allah. So salah, the prayer, this is the greatest deed. Dhikr we do, ibadah, worship, remembering Allah. And the biggest result of dhikr and remembering Allah is a good salah. Otherwise, what else we want? That what's the point of doing dhikr if we cannot develop a beautiful salah? Allah Ta'ala said, what are you doing here if you're not praying good? A nice salah, isn't it? So brothers, so let's promise that such a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So the greatest deed that will give us benefit here, in the world, in the grave, on the day of judgment, that will make us forgiven, which will give us paradise, which will give us elevation in Jannah, in paradise, due to which we will see Allah. There's wahid one ibadah, one worship deed, that is sujood, prostration. Remember this. That is the action, the peak action. And Allah has given the taste of that action, sujood, in this world. There's no taste in any ibadah. If you're stood bowing, bending, but when your forehead's on the ground in prostration, Allah says, this is the mi'raj of the mu'min. This is the prostration. This is not some small action, that you are rubbing your forehead on the ground, on the earth, on the dust, and that's where you meet Allah. Imagine this, if this happening in the dunya, so when we go to Allah with our deeds and our salah, then what will we get there? Think for a few moments. Think. So this doesn't mean that when we are talking about dhikr, remembrance, do this deed, that deed, that deed, that we are degrading salah. No. All of the nafil actions, the markaz, headquarters, the pinnacle, the peak action is salah. Remember, the true dhakir, his salah will be honest and pure and sincere. His deen will be honest and sincere. And this is the sign, I tell you now. So the objective, our purpose is salah. So Allah has given us so many rewards and His mercy. Allah Ta'ala tells us and He gives us orders. We pray salah. Sometimes we leave jama'ah, congregation, we make excuses. This is bad. So we've come, Allah's rahmah and His mercy and His fadl. So I am weak. MashaAllah, you are pious people and you're not weak. So let's raise our hands and do dua. So the first dua we ask from Allah at this moment, that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, with a true honest heart. Don't say, Allah, my salah is good. Don't keep this in your mind that your salah is good. No, every one of us, our salah is weak and broken and not with any value. So first dua we do to Allah, make our salah good, and everything, we will get Allah's pleasure and Jannah and paradise with salah. And what is it what we should ask from Allah? A good salah. Say it loudly. A good salah. Namaz. So let's do dua to Allah. Allah, you have given us so many rewards and so much. You have given us fortune, good fortune. Allah, give us the opportunity to be saved from hellfire. So Allah, please, we make you one promise today, that we will pray salah solid, robustly. We should run towards salah with earnest, with zest and passion. Doesn't matter where we are, in our shop, at our business place, in our workplace, we're driving our taxi, and soon as salah times comes, everything should be bad for us. The customer who sat in the car, I don't want that custom. The shopkeeper should say, I don't need no customers. And the people who are talking to us in the dunya, just like our Rasulullah, our beloved Rasulullah SAW explained, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, our mother, said that when the adhan would be called, then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would not like anything in the world. Doesn't matter, he's meeting us with love, he's giving us affection, he would forget us. He would distance himself from the dunya. And Rasulullah has now departed. And now our condition should be such that when adhan is called, we shouldn't like anything. And when, as Aisha said, the same way we felt after Rasulullah departed. So why do we like the things of the world? We keep on sitting, oh, it's okay, I'm going to go. We're going. Oh, it's become because, oh, I've missed you. Oh, okay, we'll pray jama'ah here, congregation. What is this? What is this? This is not the case. We shouldn't be practicing like this. Should we be like this? No. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a great opportunity, forgiveness, salvation from hellfire. There's no deed that can free us from hellfire. I tell you the truth and the reality, genuine. There's no amal that can give us forgiveness, that can free us from hellfire, that can take us to paradise. There's nothing. But we can attain this. Due to the sadaqah, we say to Allah that the most beloved action for you, and what is, and it's the coolness of your eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the Habib of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the coolness of his eyes, it was the coolness of his heart. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out, Bilal, give adhan, so that I can get coolness and I can get coolness to my eyes and my heart and my chest. Subhanallah. This is the sign of belovedness, of the coolness of the eyes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the dua of this. So we should do the dua, that Allah make me a true, solid person, a musalli, who's always thinking about the masjid. Allah Ta'ala has not made any other place to pray salah. Where should we run to? The masjid. Where there's a masjid, we have to serve the masjid, help the masjid, assist the masjid, go to the masjid. There's a problem in the masjid, attach yourself to the masjid to solve the problem in the masjid, give money, sadaqat, assistance, physical help. If not for a person, not to show a person. If you look at what masjid is here, what are the faults here, people come here, they can't give here, I need to help here, there's issues here. Be quiet. Quietly, you know, you have account numbers, the masjid has an account number, not, oh, here's a wad of cash, let me show you how much I'm helping you to the masjid committee. No, this is the place where I'm going to do sujood, I prostrate, the public, the Muslims, the believers going to prostrate. And hey, Allah Ta'ala, we can find Allah here. So Allah, if I spend it in your masjid, what is the reward I will get? Amazing. Think about it. So we have to see, no, this is the account number for the masjid. Okay, I've got some money, I've got £200, they're free. What a better place can there be to spend the money? If I spend £200 on the masjid, they'll fix a tap to the masjid, or they'll fix a door, or they'll fix a fan to the ceiling. And this should be the love for salah. So when we go to the masjid, we'll see that there's a difficulty, a problem, people can't take the shoes off, there's no shoe racks, there's a leak, or there's a gap or a crack in the wall, in the doors, and the draft is coming in. You will not see this anywhere in the world. In the world, you will see nowhere this point. That person, that, oh, this is the palace of the king, somebody's making it, decorating it. Or this is the man, this leader, this is his mansion, and this is his palace, and this is his bungalow. Ah, subhanallah. You have a broken down, dusty walls, mud walls, and it's written on Baytullah, this is the house of Allah. And can there be any house greater than the house of Allah? Imagine this. Imagine this, the whole world, palaces, mansions cannot compare to Allah's home. Even if the walls are made out of mud and the floors are dusty with the dirt and the straw mats are there, but this is the house of Allah, and nothing in the world can compare to this. And our homes, okay, if our sofa gets a defect, there's a hole, oh, I need a new sofa, carpet's dirty. And Allah's house, if it's spoilt or it's broken down and needs decoration, we leave it like this. Along with them, we beg people, we have to tell the public that give us money, we need to upkeep the house of Allah. This is not the case. It should never be like this. So today we realize that the appeals for charity, this is sadness. We have to appeal for money. Why don't people feel themselves that this is the masjid, the house of Allah, we need to pay for it? Anyway, I've gone off track, the topic's changed, but this is also with the connection to salah, the love with salah. I'm not giving an appeal for chanda or charity. This is a personal point. The person who has in his heart the love with salah, then he will love everything which is connected to salah, the masjid, the house of Allah, going to salah, coming from salah. So my brothers, my friends, let's do dua to Allah, let's start dhikr of Allah, let's remember Allah in our special duas. Be especially careful that where do we start dua from? What's the first dua we do? Allah, make me a solid, a person who prays correctly. Then there will come barakah in your house, problems will be solved, difficulties will go far away, your children will become obedient, rizq will come, halal rizq will come. But when your salah is correct, everything will come running to you. Like alhamdulillah, you cannot even stop it, and everything will come into your life beautifully. You won't be able to stop it. Allah Ta'ala's barasat, His mercy will rain down in that house where there's salah. Allah's mercies will descend. And where the salah comes out of the house, Allah's rahmah goes, mercy goes, angels go, wretchedness comes, and jinn come, and ghosts come, and illnesses come, and magic comes, and evil black magic comes, and thousands of issues come. Doesn't matter how much you decorate that house, doesn't matter how expensive you build it and decorate it, but you cannot stop the evil or the distresses and the issues coming. And what can stop the problems coming to the home? Salah. So you make a solid promise, an honest promise, inshallah, all your prayers will be conducted where? In the masjid and congregation. Wherever you see a masjid, enter in that masjid and pray your salah. You don't know, I've come here to pray salah. Doesn't matter who's here. And the second point, we understand understand is that where you see the masjid, the house of Allah, and you see that there's a need, the house of masjid needs appeal or money or wealth, then be quiet and you fulfill the needs of the house. Allah Ta'ala will love you for this. A beautiful point has come to my mind here, and I didn't think about this before, that what a beautiful deed opportunity we've got to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That the people who are coming to the masjid to pray, the musalli, you've got £500, I've got £500, let's put it into the box in the masjid. Or if I can't do this, then if you know a plumber or a technician, request him that, look, I want to correct the house of Allah, fix a leak or a defect. And he's going to stop you? He said, okay, fix it. So fix it for the sake of Allah. And you are a plumber yourself, or an electrician, or a tradesman, you've got a skill, then go and work in the house of Allah. Assist the house of Allah. Should we do this or not? We will do this, inshallah? Yes. So the masjid automatically will be decorated, constructed. We don't need to appeal for charity, for funds, donations. Everyone has a right to help the house of Allah. So a beautiful time. Let's start the dhikr of Allah. And this is the time for dua and prayers, especially for those who have died and those who are ill, especially for the ill people. Let's do dua for them. Because the people who are sick, they can't come here, they're in a bad situation, they're in the hospital, they're lying down, they're sick, they can't come, they're disabled. So let's do a special dua for them. That those people who are sick, who are unwell, people who've got cancer, a sister, she's got cancer, another brother, he's got cancer. And they are unable, they are sick, they're not capable to come, they're not well physically, they are sick, but Allah Ta'ala has promised that today, whatever you ask for, I'll give, inshallah. So let's do dua, do all the duas today, all the prayers today. And another beautiful point, that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah says, in my dhikr, all the duas automatically are included. Because if we want to do dua majma collectively, then Allah Ta'ala has made it concise and short. Allah sealed it, that you don't have to keep on asking too many duas for hours. Allah says, just keep on doing my dhikr, and automatically I'll give you all your duas and your needs. Allah says, you just remember me. Allah says, I know what you've come for, what you want in your heart, in your mind. If you start asking from me, then you'll stop doing dhikr. Allah says, and your connection with me will become weak. So you do my dhikr, Allah says, and I will fulfill your duas and your praise. So our job is to do dhikr. Even if we can't ask duas, these are duas. Hasbunallah. What else is it? It's a dua. Is there any bigger dua than this? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. Is there any greater than this? Ya hayyu ya qayyum. So many duas. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us these duas. He recited these duas in great maqams and days and events. So don't think, oh, if I don't raise my hands, if I can't speak with my lips and do dua, I've got to ask for this and X and Y and Z and these assets and these details. Keep on doing dhikr quietly, and all your duas will be accepted. Recite Durood Sharif.